السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers, whilst coming to the masjid a little while ago, one of my friends informed me that there were three brothers of ours who passed away in an accident this morning, Jumu'ah, and they passed away in an accident. Then also, some sister of ours who was quite fit, healthy, and she passed away suddenly. These are a few cases that we hear of, but how many others in different parts of the world with Iman and with Islam and with faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they departed on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. So they get all the virtues of death on the day of Jumu'ah. One of it is that the person will not be questioned in the grave. And that questioning in the grave is a very serious matter, although we may take it very lightly. And if the person is not questioned in the grave till the day of Qiyamah, the person has got no kind of punishment or azab or anything of that sort. Allah Ta'ala has overlooked the person's weaknesses, mistakes, sins, faults. Then it is a great indicator that inshallah on the day of Qiyamah also the person will be told to enter into Jannat without any reckoning. So this took my mind onto a subject that I discussed here probably a couple years ago. And in the light of what is happening around the globe at present, it is something that will give some kind of a hope. We know that when earthquakes take place, when tsunamis strike, or when there's gale force winds, or when there's other kind of destruction, then large number of people, they lose their lives. And amongst them are many, many who are believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in fact, some of them may be even very pious and very righteous. So now what is in there for them? That was the mizaj and the nature and the temperament of the sahaba-i kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. They always question Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that what rewards are in there for the hereafter, for this world. They were anxious and desirous of getting anything in which there was some kind of reward. And the greatest reward, of course, being the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. So if you have to look at the disasters around the globe and even in our country, if you have to look at the number of hijackings, the murders, the killings, the accidents, now these things make us question that the person who passed away, is there any kind of reward? So if we have to look at the ahadith and sayings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we will come to the conclusion that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself mentioned that there are different kinds of shahadat, different kinds of martyrdom. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the one who explained the Quran Sharif, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave to us the status and position of every person in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That if he does certain deeds and actions, then this is his status. And if he does certain deeds and actions, then this is his position. So without going into the details of who is a shaheed and who is a martyr in the real sense of the word, because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Those who are martyred in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then don't even call them dead. Don't say they are dead. They are alive. But you cannot understand, you cannot perceive. In other words, the life is of a very different kind. It doesn't mean now they suddenly come back into this world and walk around. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them a different kind of life. Now there are lots of ahadith explaining what are the virtues of those who become shaheed and martyred in the true sense of the word. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen, and that is what we have been discussing over the past few weeks in the majlis, in the bayans. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy knows no bounds and no limits. He's very, very forgiving. Human beings don't forgive. Human beings, they don't have the capacity to forgive. And if they forgive also, it's one time, twice, thrice and finished. Even parents will kick their children out after two or three times. Husbands will give divorces to their wives. Or wives will say that I want to get out of this marriage. There is no question of forgiving all the time. How many times must I keep forgiving you? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, there is no question of how many times must I forgive you. In fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asks, is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Even though that person may have committed sins all his life, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not tire of giving forgiveness, because there is no deficiency in His treasures of forgiveness. And even if you have to forgive the entire mankind and forgive the sins of a person that he has committed, which is more than the waves of the ocean and more than the grains of sand on earth and more than the raindrops that fall from the skies and more than the creation all put together, then too there won't be even a reduction of from the ocean of mercy of Allah Ta'ala to the extent of just one drop. That is His mercy. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was desirous that this rewards of martyrdom or shahadat should not be just limited to a small category of people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's desire was that more and more people in his ummah should get this shahadat, sawab. So therefore he mentioned many different categories of people who will also be considered to be martyrs. They also will be considered to be martyrs. It is a kind of shahadat. Al-ghariq or shaheed. The person who drowns in the ocean is a shaheed. Now this person, if he went to do some fishing, deep sea fishing, and the boat capsized, or the person was swept away by a wave, he was doing some swimming, and he was swept away, and he drowns. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person is a shaheed. Now look at the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we will question that person, he was doing this and he was doing that and he had lots of other weaknesses and shortcomings. There may be all those weaknesses and shortcomings. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person will get the rewards of a shaheed and of a martyr. Allah Ta'ala is forgiving, He's merciful. Now He chose somebody to give him that kind of easy way out. Because he may have done some good deeds or some good actions that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loved and liked. So therefore he overlooked all the other things. But remember that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even when he was talking about the real shaheed, the true shaheed in the path of Allah ta'ala, then there too Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam suddenly stopped. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, except dain, except the people who are owing monies, except the people who are owing monies, who have got debts, and they do not pay those debts and they die shaheed, then they will not get that shahada. They will not get those rewards. But if a person was making his real and true effort, but due to circumstances he was unable to pay, but it's not that he was living in nice luxury mansion and he had cars and he had all his TV and hi-fi and movies and everything else, and the person had timeshares, and the person got everything else, but he says, I don't have sufficient money to pay my debts. But here we are talking about the person who makes a real effort. Otherwise, people generally take this for granted whenever some hadith sharif is mentioned that whoever performs hajj, all his sins are maaf, and he returns like that newborn baby with no sin. Then say, well, I went for hajj not one time, 100 times, so therefore, all my sins at Arafat, I cried lot, so therefore everything is maaf. So what about the dain? What about the debts and liabilities? So in any case here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person is a shaheed. So I said that in the context that we are now relevant to our times, that there's just a large number of killings, murders, hijackings, or there is collapse of buildings and people are crushed between the buildings when there's earthquakes, or flood waters and tsunamis washing away so many people. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the person who drowns is a shaheed. If the wall has to fall over somebody, in other words, we will say that now there's an earthquake or there's aftershocks, now the buildings are collapsing and there are so many people that are crushed beneath those walls or beneath these roofs that come crashing over their heads. How many people, they lose their lives. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says they also get shahadat. It's a shahadat, it's a kind of a martyrdom. If they had died a natural death, we don't know in what state they may have died. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, He gave them a different kind of death, which is termed as a kind of shahadat. Provided the basic ingredient is the person must have iman, he must have faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he must have faith in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being the last and the final messenger, he must believe in the Quran Sharif, he must believe in Jannat and Jahannam. He must believe in the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in life after death and all the things that were brought by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at least he must believe in them. So now he's given a form of a shahada. Then the person who in defense of his own life or in defense of the life of his family members, for example, some burglars, they had to break into somebody's house and now this person dives forward and he tries to save that his wife or his children or somebody from being stabbed to death. So in the defense of his own life or in the defense of the life of his family members, the person is martyred. Or he loses his life, then it is considered to be a category of shahadat. Now look at the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here the person is just trying to save his life or the save the life of his family members, which is so common today. Therefore I said I'm discussing something that is relevant to our times. Because today also we heard of so many deaths and every day we hear of this. And then especially what happened in Japan and other parts of the world, then we can see how many thousands of them must have been believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they have been crushed or they have been washed away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that believer who dies drowning in the ocean is a shaheed. So here in the defense of his own life, and then on the other hand, if the person in the protection of his own wealth. Now look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. Wealth is something that we term as dunya. But dunya is not every kind of wealth. Just good home, clothing or car is not dunya. Dunya is when it diverts the person from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it becomes dunya. But if the person is earning and acquiring the wealth in a halal way, the person does not have kind of a greed, and the person is utilizing it also in the manner instructed and commanded by Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. From there he is paying his zakat, he is giving his sadaqat, he is caring for the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans. He is spending in good causes also. Then that wealth is ni'mal mal. So here the person in the defense or the person in the protection of that wealth, he loses his life. Burglars, he's trying to protect his own wealth and he loses his life. He's also shaheed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the person who reads 25 times, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut, daily. How simple and easy. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Ya Allah, give me barakat in my mouth. In my death also it must be barakat. In other words, it must be a kind of a death that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person must not be caught out at the cinema, disco, adultery, fornication, or watching some filthy porn sites, or the person is engaged in some other kind of haram, because angel of death can strike suddenly. So therefore this person is asking for barakat kind of mouth and death. And also after death also there are so many things that will happen and take place. So he's asking Allah Ta'ala for barakat in the grave, in the hashar. He's asking Allah Ta'ala to cause him to cross pul sirat, like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning. Now he's asking for barakat mouth. So now that doesn't mean the person just takes one tasbih and read Allahumma barikli fil mouth, Allahumma barikli fil mouth. Person must think that death can come suddenly. And therefore he's asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that whenever the death comes, let it come in a state that it is full of barakat. Because death, jo aaya hai yahan aaj kal jayega, koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. Any time this breathing is going to stop. Therefore this breaths, the number of breaths that a person is going to take in his life, it is like the risk and sustenance of the person. If in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kuman and estimation there is so much of breaths that this person will have to take in his lifetime, then he will take it. Therefore at the time of death generally a person is breathing very, very fast. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person, if he reads this 25 times in the day, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him a death, or that mouth of that person will be like that of a shaheed. He is like a shaheed. That woman who is in labor, or that woman who is pregnant, and then she dies in that state, or she gives birth, and before her nifas is over, she dies. Now look at Allah ta'ala's mercy and rahmat. Every person will feel pity for her, and every person will sympathize. So there's no doubt that his natural grief, even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, tears rolled down his cheek when his son Ibrahim passed away. But what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed to the ummah that how should you grieve? Ya Ibrahim inna bi firaqaka lamahzunun. That we are grieved, that is a natural thing. So here this woman who has lost her life, it is natural grief for the husband, for the parents, whoever it is. But she is given a form of shahadat. The person who just dies in some kind of stomach pains, which is so common these days. And the muhaddithin have explained that even there is what we will term in our times as somebody dies of pneumonia, or somebody dies of tuberculosis, or even somebody is dying of cancer. All these types. If a person is an epileptic, and due to his epilepsy, the person just collapsed and died. All these people are given some form of shahada. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is His mercy, His kindness. We cannot question Allah ta'ala that why did you give this person that kind of rewards? Yet he wasn't even five times namazi. But as I said, the debts of the person, the liabilities, that has to be paid. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that that person is also a shaykh. Then Hazrat Mawlana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, this Hadith Sharif used to mention quite a bit. Because he says that first, before I start anything, I put 70,000 angels at my service. He says 70,000 angels, first I put them to serve me. Because Allah Ta'ala has created the angels to serve them. Because Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is reported to have said, the meaning of which and gist of which is this, that any person who in the morning, he reads, and also in the evenings, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعِ الْعَلِيمِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعِ الْعَلِيمِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Three times he reads that. And then the last ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, from هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. Our little children also, they know this very well. Because most of the imams, they read it in the salat. Otherwise read it in the last part of Surah Al-Hashr. So if the person reads this once and three times, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعِ الْعَلِيمِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, then this person, if he has to die during that day, then he will be shaheed. If he has to die at night after reading, then he will be shaheed. And also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appoints 70,000 angels to make dua maghfirat for you. Now what more do we want of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? We know the value of lots of worldly things. Nothing wrong with it. Earn the dunya in a halal way. My Shaykh says, kabhi kabhi log kehte hai ke maro laad dunya ko, maro laad dunya ko. And what they say, that food, drink and all that is dunya. So you say food, drink and all that is dunya, and you're not going to eat, and you say maro laad. So then you won't have the strength in your leg to maro laad. To kick, will you have strength if you don't eat food and you don't drink? So dunya is that which diverts our attention. Therefore, we must take lessons from everyone. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam therefore says that this person who reads this, then he is shaheed. Then again we get the person who reads La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Now this is a dua of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the stomach of the whale, in the darkness of the night, deep down in the darkness of the ocean. And he calls out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Acknowledging his mistake. He was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was no question of sinning. But a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, an error of judgment. He left his people before Allah ta'ala's hukam had come, seeing that the azab of Allah ta'ala will come any time. So now deep down in the ocean, it's a rahmat of Allah ta'ala that we learned this dua. And what did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say in response to his dua? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. How much of hope and how much of consolation. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we responded to his call, giving us the clear-cut message that whether it is the darkness of the night, whether it is in the most difficult circumstances and situations, as we say the person who is in a very, very tight corner, whatever it may be, whether it is the person's business life or his home life, his problems with his family, or problems with his neighbors, or problems with the society, or his financial problems, or the person wants to get married, cannot seem to find a compatible marriage partner, whatever it may be, all the different kinds of darknesses that there are, all the different kinds of darknesses, whether it is the darkness of the environment of which we always are complaining, darkness, darkness, which way do we turn? So much of fitna, so much of fasad, so much of corruption, and so much of mischief on the land. Ya Allah, where do we go? Where else can we go except by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself? Allah ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. And we gave him freedom from that distress. We gave him freedom from that distress. Removed his distress and pain. And not only that, but Allah ta'ala says, and that is how, till the day of Qiyamah now, for every person who is a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving the person consolation and says that whoever it may be until the day of Qiyamah now, كَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. As long as he's a mu'min, as long as he's a believer, true believer in Allah ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will do the same. If the person begs of Allah ta'ala, he will open the doors. Our job is to go on tapping at the door. ضربِ کسی کے نام کی دل پہ یوں ہی لگائے جا. You keep on making this ضرب. Take the name of Allah تبارک و تعالی. ضربِ کسی کے نام کی دل پہ یوں ہی لگائے جا. تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا. Yes, he says, تو ہو, حضرت خواجہ صاحب says, تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا, قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. What does Allah تبارک و تعالی not possess in قوت, in power, in might, in glory? You see, he does not have the power to remove your difficulties and hardship and pain. And then afterwards he goes further and he says, بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر, گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پڑ پڑ آئے جا. If there is a bird that is sitting very relaxed in a cage, will anybody open that cage to let it out? But if that bird is flapping its wings and showing, expressing great amount of restlessness and anxiety and pain, then a passerby also will feel pity and say, open the cage, let it fly out. So tap at the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Use those wings that Allah ta'ala has given. So therefore this person is also a shaheed. We are talking about shahadat. The different kinds of people whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam categorized as shaheed. So all those who passed away today and those who passed away at other times, and those who were given some kind of martyrdom, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give them high stages in Jannat and give sabr al jameel, ajr al azim to the kith and kin and family members. And when our time of death comes also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us death in Iman. And we must ask, even though we are not worthy, we must ask for death in Madina Tayyiba. For the person who dies in Madina Sharif is also a shaheed. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is asking for shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Burial in Baqi. And he was blessed with it. So what does it cost us if we have to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Because which person can say, I am so pious, so righteous, so God-fearing, that I am entitled to and worthy of asking. And all the sinful ones, they are not worthy of asking. We are the most sinful ones, therefore we must ask. That Ya Allah, we are asking for death in Madina Tayyiba, so that we may get forgiven when the winds of Rahmat blow over the grave of and the Qabristan of Madina Sharif. I conclude that we should ask. Then wherever it comes, we should make dua, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta. وہی گورو کفن ہوتا. So what does it cost us to ask Allah Tabarak? May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with death on Iman, with salamati adeen and aza in Madina Sharif, and if not there, wherever it is destined, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala must give us maghfirat. We make dua for the entire mankind around the globe and especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala must remove the difficulty, the hardship, pain and problem. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.